All right, thank you for being here tonight, Christmas Eve, and I know some of you are going to be going places afterward, but I appreciate you coming and being with us on a Christmas Eve and taking time, well, out of the holiday to think about the reason for the holiday. It is kind of weird. I can't see you. And that would make you the best-looking crowd we've had in church all year. So, and you can see me, and that's probably not very good for you, okay? But thank you for being here. We will not be long. Let me just take a few minutes here. I want to share a thought with you. If you have a Bible, you can look at it. You don't necessarily need to. I know it's kind of dark in here. But John chapter 3 and verse 16 and 17, verses we know very, very well. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Christmas is, of course, about a lot of things. Most people, it's their favorite time of the year, their favorite holiday. And there's so many good things that go with it. You get some time off of work. You get to spend time with your family. I hope that's a good thing, by the way. You engage in traditions. You spend time. You eat together. And hopefully, as Christians, we take time to remember the reason for this holiday, our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. But there's one thing that... many people may not engage in all of these. Some people have to work a lot more than others. They may not get time off. Some don't have family. Some don't engage in traditions. Pretty much everybody eats too much. But there's one thing that's typically pretty straightforward and a part of everybody's Christmas celebration, and that's gift giving. Giving out gifts. In this text here we read, of course, it's very well known. These verses are not typically identified with Christmas, although really they are the epitome of Christmas. John chapter 3 talks about the fact that man needs to be born again. We are dead in our spirit, and if we're going to get to heaven, we need to be born again. And then it gives out the plan and the way that happens. Of course, eternal life, that greatest gift, comes because Jesus Christ came to this earth for the purpose of dying on the cross for our sins. It's not just Christmas, and the story we celebrate is not just some arbitrary, a babe was born in a manger. It's really, as the song said, Emmanuel, God with us. And God became flesh in the form of Jesus Christ to die for our sins, to offer us, to give us the greatest gift we ever had. And I hope as we celebrate Christmas, we think about that gift, eternal life. If you were to look back as from a child, you may be able to come up with what in your mind was the greatest gift you ever received. So often we receive so many gifts over the years, there's not one that particularly would stand out in our minds. I remember a friend of mine in Bible college, some of you may know him, he used to work with RU, Ben Burke. He worked in the same bus routes as us, and I remember he gave us a little message one night. He was around Christmas time, and he, if I remember the story correctly, said that his family, Christmas was a big time for them, and they would get many gifts, and they were always well taken care of. And he said one Christmas it was different. I don't remember the reason why. If they lost a job, he goes, I know that things in our family were tight that year. He goes, and so as we came down for Christmas that year, we all only got one gift. And he said, I opened up that gift, and as a child at that time, maybe wasn't excited about it, they had given him a Bible. But he said years later, as he looked back on that and how that influenced his life, that ended up being the greatest gift he ever received. We receive many gifts at Christmas, but the fact of the matter is, the greatest gift we've ever received, not necessarily at Christmas time, was the gift that was given because of these verses. Why is this such a tremendous gift? Well, let me give you a couple details. Because it's a gift from the greatest giver. It says, for God so loved the world. By the way, you know this, right? You know that some people give, if you get gifts, you know some people give better gifts than others. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Amen. Not necessarily that they're more expensive than others, but, you know, they just know how to get that perfect gift. Well, they are a great giver. But can I just tell you something? God is a great giver. And that gift that he gave us that morn when Jesus Christ was born and when he died on the cross and that day that we received him as Savior, what a tremendous gift. That's a gift that is unparalleled. That's a gift that could never be even remotely approached because it's a gift that gives for all eternity. Why is it such a wonderful gift? Because it was given by God himself, and it was given because of his grace and his love for us. Let us never think that we deserve anything from God. We don't. I tell people, sometimes people pray and say, Lord, give me what I deserve. Now, if you ever pray that prayer, let me know, because I don't want to stand anywhere near you. I don't want any residual. Because we don't deserve anything from God. And that's why it is such a tremendous gift that the God of this world would give us this gift. It was the greatest giver. It's a gift of the greatest nature. It says, for God so loved the world. Why is it of the greatest nature? Because it can have the greatest influence and reach unto the farthest place. Although you think about this, although this gift we have is the same, salvation, it is tailored specifically to each one of our needs. It's like the person that knows the gift. You know, they give you not necessarily the gift you want, but the gift that you need. You ask a child what's the worst gift that they can give, that they can get. Socks, underwear, undergarments, right? Clothes, shoes, those are the things you set to the side until you get to the good stuff, right? But you know what? Those are things you desperately need. Yep. And God didn't give us what we necessarily want. God gave us what we needed. What a wonderful gift. Children don't like certain gifts. We need a gift. It's a gift we all need. It's forgiveness. But it's a gift of the greatest nature. It's also a gift of the greatest scarcity. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Not so much now, but in years past, there would be certain gifts that every child wanted, right? I think it was in the 80s, it was the Cabbage Patch Kids and those little troll-looking dolls or whatever. And you see the stories on the news where people are waiting in line for hours just to get that doll for the kid. Now you don't have to do that. You just go to Amazon, right? But it was hard to get because it was scarce. Well, here, the scarcity isn't in the gift because the gift is readily available to all. The scarcity is in it. God gave his only begotten Son. The scarcity is in what he had to do to get us that gift. The greatest gift ever given is Jesus Christ. And let me just say this, a person can only get that gift through Jesus Christ. Why don't we be thankful today we don't have to work for our salvation? Why don't we be thankful today that we live in a nation where that news is readily available and was readily available to us when we needed it the most? We have so much to be thankful for, do we not? It was also a gift of the greatest opportunity. Look at verse 16 again. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Wow. That whosoever. Nobody is left out. It's the greatest gift, and yet anybody can have it. You know, sometimes I've heard people think like, you know, I've talked to people, you don't get it too often, but you get it sometimes, you'll tell them about salvation. It's like, well, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I'm going to clean up my life first. Do you know you can't clean your life up? And you know, if you did clean your life up, you know what you would be? You'd be a clean sinner. But you're still a sinner. You'd be a clean lost man. No, it's for everybody. It is the greatest opportunity in the world. It's a gift of the greatest longevity. But have, you don't perish, but you have, think about this, everlasting life. Life, just flip, what does that mean? Life that's lasting forever. You know, you get gifts. I remember one year I was a little. I vaguely remember this, except for the part where I got in trouble here. But my sister got a little cassette recorder. Now back in the day, you could do it on your phone, right? It was a big deal back then. You got a little recorder and had a cassette tape, and you could record people. That used to be a big deal back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. And my sister was a teenager, and she loved the gift. And I just remember they were out messing around. I was a little kid, so I thought, I'm just going to start playing with that thing. And I started pressing all the buttons. And I don't know what I did, but I broke it. And it never worked again. And I don't think she ever got a replacement, right? How many of you have gotten a gift before? You've gotten a gift for your children, and it just doesn't last very long. It's just not put together well, or kids break things. Or you know what else happens? It doesn't last long because we lose interest in it. That thing we had to have, and then you set it to the side and you no longer use it. You know how long eternal life lasts? It's eternal. It is something we will be thankful for, this gift, for now and forever, and we will especially be grateful when we reach eternity. It is a gift of longevity. And lastly, and I'm done, it's a gift of the greatest motive. Let's just go back to many. For God so loved. You know, we take that for granted. God didn't have to love us. Read the Bible when it talks about us being, we didn't seek him. It's not a big deal if we love God. It's the big deal that he first loved us. Yeah. God's motive in giving us a gift is the same motive that we as parents have for giving gifts to our children. We want to express our love. And you know how God expressed his love? But God commended his love. Romans 5 out, proved his love. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We don't deserve the grace of God. We weren't clamoring for eternal life, but he sent his son, Jesus Christ, and gave us the greatest gift ever. So as we celebrate this Christmas and we spend time with our family and our friends, can we just constantly remember the greatest gift that we ever received? It's eternal life. And it's a gift that will mean more to us the older we get, and especially the day we die. And that's what Christmas is about. It's about the God that came in flesh and paid for our sins so we can have the greatest gift ever. And may we be thankful for that. Let us bow our head and close our eyes for a minute. Let's stand together and we'll pray. Thank you for being here. This Christmas season, I want us to remember how good God is to us. And really, Christmas is nothing more than expression of God's goodness to us. And eternal life is the result of that. Our Father, we are so grateful for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are grateful for his entrance into this world. Even his entrance, Lord, he was unwanted. He was misunderstood. He was sought out for death, even at an early age. But Lord, you had a purpose in everything. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And Lord, we are thankful for our gifts of salvation. Lord, if you did nothing else for us ever, and you do things for us, but if you never did, Lord, that one gift would mean everything. May we remember you this Christmas, and we thank you. As we come to this time, we thank you for coming and dying for our sins and being born in flesh. May you bless these as we go our way today. Keep us safe. Give us a great couple days with our family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.